AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arta Marine, coming to you from New York City from a very bougie real recording studio covered in egg crate soundproofing. My cats would climb the walls of this and go batshit bananas. Today I have with us my friend, a woman who is a super fan of the podcast. I'm sorry, take that back. I don't know if she's ever heard of the podcast. A super fan of The Bachelor. Let's pretend she's also a super fan of the podcast.
I am.
A super fan of The Bachelor. She's actually, I believe, even been a part of the one of the watching parties that was featured. And I have questions to ask about that. She's been on a watching party that aired on like one of the things that we saw last night, which was insane. She actually brings bad bitch energy, which is what they were trying to bring earlier this season. This woman is an incredible producer. She produced with Sarah Jessica Parker for a long time. She's a co-producer on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She works with the Paladinos, who created Gilmore Girls and Mrs. Maisel, et cetera, et cetera. My friend, Livia Kramer!
Hi!
How are you?
I'm so honored to be here.
I could not be more excited. I mean, I know that you love... Tell me, have you seen every season of The Bachelor? Tell us about your history with The Bachelor.
You know, I'm both proud and ashamed to say that, yes, indeed, I have.
Yes.
My relationship with it has evolved over the years.
Sure.
I think it started with fascination, and then there were a couple seasons in there where I was so genuinely invested in some good old love stories.
Give me your top three faves.
Oh my God.
Caitlin is mine.
Yeah, Caitlin is... hands down,
Caitlin
one of them.
She was my first back. I tapped out after Jen Chef's season early on when she said I choose not to choose after she'd taken 36 hours of my life, and I was like, you got to pick somebody and just ignore that. Like, you don't ever have to see that. It's a game. You have to pick somebody.
People forget that they did that back in that season, where when she got to the finale, she was like, I need more time to think about both of these men. And then they actually let her wait between the time of filming and after the final rose. And then she was like, now that I've been out in the real world and I've thought about it,
yeah,
neither one of these guys are the one for me. And that was so obviously the right choice.
I know, but I was so mad at her because I really liked her. And I felt like
I felt like she
got Cinderella complex, where Cinderella became an asshole. Like, Cinderella went to the ball. She went from, like, cleaning the stepsister's cap. Then Cinderella became an asshole. Cinderella got, like, princess thing and was like, I'm going to pick Nacho. It was just like, just... Fantasy football league. Let me know. Did I win the bracket?
Totally.
Okay. So you also like Caitlin's season.
I loved Caitlin. I loved Ben Higgins.
Great season.
Loved Ben Higgins because that moment where he told both JoJo and Lauren he loved them really got me. I shed a tear that episode.
He was the first one to break the code.
He did. And that's what got me.
Now, I was explaining, we went rogue yesterday and Don was here for our gorgeous Don. Don was here. I did a hometown episode. I did a real hometowns where I brought my boyfriend and my brother in.
It's so meta of you.
And we did a hometowns hometown.
I love that.
And I was both of them tap in to watch for me, but these are not guys that watch the show. So they were very jarred when Charity said, I love you, and he didn't say it back. And I was like, you don't understand. Those were the rules for years.
The rules of the show.
But then Ben Higgins broke the rules.
Yes, he did.
And I was trying to explain, because I feel like my brother has seen now only rule breakers.
That is true. We've had a slew of rule breakers.
Ari said it to everybody.
Ari said it to everybody.
Clayton?
Clayton said it to everybody. I mean, lots of them have now.
It's mostly the fellas.
Yeah.
It's mostly the fellas.
You know, that's actually a really good point.
Do the gals? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Unless, I mean, thinking about, you know, Rachel and Gabby, or even thinking of Claire, like these women who were so clearly only going to pick one person.
Claire was a bachelorette for like 1 hour.
She was a bachelorette
and
for an hour.
And she fell for Taco Dale. From Party City, the Party City mod, the taco.
I forgot he did that.
He's a taco.
He is a taco.
Okay, so here's my question.
Please.
Now, we're going to get into Women Tell All.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do, the only thing I want to talk about is the preview for Sex Week.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't read spoilers. Do you read spoilers?
No.
Okay, great. Here's my theory.
Because also, by the way, I think that there is now this trend that is happening in Bachelor coverage.
Yes.
Where there are people reading spoilers and then pretending like they're not reading spoilers.
I just can't.
And it's impossible to recap the show, cover the show.
It's so clear.
Without letting that influence
your opinion. The second I know somebody's read a spoiler, because I have some friends, my friend Lori, who does the podcast, she's read the spoilers and now she can't do the rest of the season.
Exactly.
Because people think they're not being leaky with their info.
Leaky.
Even if it's not face to face, even just vocally, it's leaking out sideways. And you know, whatever, like it's so clear.
So clear.
So I do everything.
It's confirmation bias.
It's confirmation bias. What does that mean? Because you said that earlier. I've never heard that phrase before and I liked it.
It's referring to the idea that once you have a certain belief or you think a certain thing to be true, then it is very easy to read into other things to help confirm.
To find backup.
Correct. It's like once I think that so-and-so is going to pick so-and-so, once I know that so-and-so is going to pick so-and-so, then I'm going to read into every little action
as a way
of reinforcing that idea or that point.
You went to Brown.
I did go to Brown.
I love that you went to Brown and you're a Bachelor fan. So
smart girls like The Bachelor, too.
That's so true. Hey, believe it or not, I was valedictorian. Don, believe it or not. Now, I could get more. It was, I mean, I did have straight A's. The class picked me. So it was
a popularity contest?
Kind of, but I did have straight A's.
Great.
Okay, so here's my question.
Yes.
That was the saddest thing I've ever said. That was so sad because it's factually,
It was a superlative.
That was so embarrassing. That was like when I was recently with somebody who kept talking about musicals they'd been in college. And it's like, I don't need to hear you sing something from Pippin right now.
That to me is it's one of those things that I call like a great character detail. Mm-hmm. Like it tells you so much about a person. Like if I was giving a writer a note and being like, you need to give me more so that I understand this character. The detail of they always like to talk about what musicals they were in high school. That is a genius character detail.
Now, here. Okay, so what do you think happens in Sex Week?
You know, it's funny. There used to be a point where you couldn't trust anything that they showed in a preview. And now it feels like almost what the show is leaning into is that they're actually just going to give it to us.
Yes.
To drum up all this. Like,
because he's
so boring. Totally. And that's what happened with Clayton.
Colton. Colton.
Oh, I was actually thinking of Clayton in terms of the I had sex with both of you and I love both of you, that we were like, that can't be. They were teasing that out from the very beginning
of the season. It was even worse than they teased. The editing, the dragging out of the women crying in an echo chamber in Iceland.
And he's
wearing a Hillary Clinton coat. He's wearing the long blue Hillary Clinton coat going.
Oh, God, he is.
It was the Hillary Clinton coat, the stare cry. It was even worse.
It was.
It was worse than you could imagine. I think this is... I will tell you this. Gabby and the only one who doesn't seem upset is Ariel.
Well, she is the most cool, calm, and collected. Way too good for this franchise.
She feels like she should be on Summer House hanging out with Paige. She's too cool.
She's
a New Yorker.
Oh, my God. She's a New York Jewish girl.
Yes.
Her hometown was literally down the block from my apartment.
Yeah.
I live catty corner to Washington Square Park. I walk by Ben's Pizza every single day. I felt such pride in that moment.
By the way, shout out Ben's Pizza. We were saying we'd never heard of it. It looked disgusting.
Really?
Then Don came in and cleared it up. And we make it. So you tell our listeners, again, we are open to being wrong on this pod. Please, again, reinforce how wrong we were.
I will say that it's never my first choice.
It's Don's first
slice.
It's Don's first choice.
Right there.
Okay.
I weirdly am obsessed with only the margarita slice at Artistic Pizza, which is right across the street from Ben's.
Okay.
But if they don't have that and I do not have the energy to go to Joe's because it's a shit show, then, you know, Ben's is a good, solid slice. Also, I have memories of going there for slices when I was like 20.
That's right.
And when I was, you know, getting
drunk
illegally at Irish pubs around the corner. And so
like it's like a McSorley's trip.
Yeah, it's nostalgia.
Obsessed. You know what that, you know what my slice nostalgia is Upper West Side. It was.
Oh my God, are you going to say Sal and Carmine's?
No, no.
Okay.
It's what's the one? What's like this? It's all over the city. What do we got? I said it yesterday. I can't remember the name. I'll think of it.
Great.
I'll think of it. Okay, so what do you think happens? Here's my theory. I mean, clearly this ding-dong says he's not going to have sex.
And then he has sex.
Here's my question. But then in the preview at the end last night, he said, my head said one thing, my heart said another. So basically, I think his dick said one thing. Like, did he sleep with the one that he ultimately picked? Do you think, or is he enough of an idiot to announce he's not going to have sex with one person because he's like, oh, I know I'm going to be with this other one forever, so let me just have sex with one last person after announcing I'm not going to have sex. Do you think he stays consistent with his pick? And if so, who do you think the sex was with and who do you think the final choice was with? And why did he tell everybody? Why didn't he just keep it secret?
That's a really good question because I was about to say, well, we're all going to watch it on TV, but that's the part that we don't know
about.
No,
but they would put groaning in. They would, because he said sex of any kind last night.
Interesting.
He said of any kind.
Groaning can be innocence.
Agree. Groaning. It could be fingering a tree,
getting
more sap than they had yesterday, which was nothing.
Correct. You know, I think, I mean, Zach is...
It's clearly Gabby or Katie that he is the final.
Yeah.
I think he's horny for Ariel, as he should be, because she's a babe.
He's totally horny for Ariel.
He should be.
But I think he so knows that he's not picking her.
Yeah.
And he's clearly done a really bad job of faking it throughout the season.
No.
It's like as soon as he doesn't like a woman, he makes it very known.
The machine shuts. There's a coldness that sets in so fast.
His eyes glaze over.
It's frightening.
Disassociates.
It's scary. I know. I don't know when your birthday is, and I'm not going to say this for gals, but I've dated a male Gemini.
I'm a female Gemini, but
I've dated a male Gemini, and it was like once, it was the twin thing. Once I got the other twin showed up, the first twin really liked me.
Yep.
Once the other twin showed up, it was over.
Yeah.
Now, Lori, my friend who I adore, who's read the spoilers, who can't come on, she's a Gemini. Like, so I'm not for the guys. And they had one of them, not this guy, not one that I dated, but I know a few that have had like a Madonna whore thing. It was like a real like very, I don't know what happened in their household.
So many of the men who are on this show, by the way, have that Madonna whore complex.
Yeah,
those top two, three picks fall into that category of the girl that I want to fuck or the girl that I'm really physically captivated with her, and then the girl that I think would make a good wife.
Now, but I feel like Bonerville always wins. I feel like the boner always trumps the – boner always wins.
I'm trying to think back.
Like, Ari tried to pick the not boner, and then he had to circle back and correct it in that crying Airbnb and go boner.
I would argue that Jason Mesnick actually did the opposite, though.
I didn't see his season.
Oh, That was the first example of someone changing their mind.
Wild.
And it was iconic.
Now, I've heard that. I will say Ben Higgins, I think JoJo was boner.
JoJo was totally boner.
And
I was going to say that.
JoJo was boner, and then he went, I don't know if the gals do it. For the fellas, I would say the fellas, they know whoever the family likes, the fellas pick the other one.
Yeah, that's very true.
Okay, so... who do you think wins and who do you think he has sex with?
Everything that Zach has done thus far would lead me to believe that whoever he has sex with has to be the one who wins. Because having sex with the one who he's not going to pick seems very out of character for everything that we've seen from him thus far.
He's very careful.
He's an idiot in many ways.
Yes.
But that's mostly in the ways in which he is careful.
Yes.
So I see it the most with Katie.
Me too.
I love Gabby.
Me too. I think
love
he,
Gabby.
Me too. I think he wants to pick Gabby because she'd be the wild choice for him.
Exactly.
But I don't think he's like free enough with himself as a person to allow himself to pick somebody a little bit quirky and left of center. And, like, Katie's lovely. She's gorgeous. She lives in his hometown.
That's the thing. I think Katie is wonderful. I have nothing negative to say about her, truly. I think that the idea that they live in the same place. Ugh. And, like, I think Zach just wants what's
easy. And she's beautiful.
He's clearly shown that he is incredibly conflict averse.
Yeah.
And as soon as anything kind of stumbles
yes.
or puts up any sort of hurdle or roadblock, he has no desire to work through it. He just wants to circumvent it by cutting it out, essentially.
Yes.
And I think Katie has done nothing to turn him off.
Yeah.
And also, Zach has a slight kind of like paternalistic quality to him in the way that he interacts with some of the women, even though he's only 26.
He feels 58, like, you know, my stepdad, Bobby, you know, like he feels so old.
And he patronizes a lot of the women, I think, unintentionally.
I mean, Greer, who looked like she was 11 next to him, even though they had like a 3-year age spread.
And Jess.
Yes.
And so I think there's something about the Katie dynamic that she seems like the only one to me that they are really
She feels like a
equals.
Woman. She feels like a woman.
Yes.
When Gabby was talking about her ADHD, he didn't run from it.
He didn't.
And he keeps wall kissing her. And he did say, how could I ever forget you, Gabby? But I do think ultimately Katie's so easy.
Yeah.
And she's sexy. And she's right there. And I do believe... I believe Katie, and I have no bad feelings towards Ariel, but I am just going to speak to Katie and Gabby. They sincerely actually feel like they're not there to become influencers. They actually feel like they're there to go get husbands, which is so rare.
Totally agree with that.
Okay. Before we get going, will you please tell our listeners, how did you get picked to be? What was it like? Because those at the very beginning of Women Tell All, the parties that they showed, there was 500 people at the parties. And they're like, you do this every week? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, absolutely not. There's no way there's 78 women at Delta Gamma or like cupcakes with faces and confetti. And like, this is not happening.
And a Zach the snack table.
I cannot. There is nobody. Not for this guy. Whose party was it? What was it like? And how fake was your party?
So our party was actually incredibly real.
Okay.
And it was also...
What season are we in?
We are in Brad Womack Part 2.
Okay. Okay.
So this is a very long time ago. This is over a decade ago.
Hot.
And it was actually Good Morning America that came and filmed us. They were planning a segment on the finale.
Yes.
And they wanted to, and it was, I think it was before they had ever done this thing where they had Chris and the lead, or now Jesse and the lead, go crash these parties.
Yes.
So that wasn't a trend of, you know, content that they had done yet. And they were doing a segment on GMA about the finale, and Melissa Rycroft, speaking of Jason Mesnick season, she was kind of their go-to on-air Bachelor correspondent at the time. It's funny to think now that Jesse came from a GMA background. But they, one of my friends, I had a, and we were the most Jewish group of girls you could possibly imagine. Yes. We were all these Jewish Upper West Side girls.
Yes.
That we all knew each other either through high school or camp or college.
Yes.
And there were about 15 of us total that on a weekly basis, we would send an email.
Wow.
Who's hosting? Who's coming? Who's bringing snacks? I always brought double stuffed Oreos.
Hot.
And pickles. I did not eat them together. And we really would, on a weekly basis, watch show together. Also, at the time, we were doing a fantasy league.
I mean, we do that. We pick it out at the beginning of each year.
There was, like, an official website that we did.
Do you miss doing it with these people?
I really do, by the way. It was really fun. It was a really nice way to just sort of, like, come together on a weekly basis. Yeah. But one of the girls in the group knew someone at GMA.
Yeah.
And her friend knew that this was something that we did every week.
Yeah.
So they asked, you know, can we send Melissa Rycroft to watch the finale with you guys?
Yeah.
And so, of course, that was the week that everyone showed up. So, yes, it was, you know, strength in numbers in the sense that that was not a week that anyone was going to miss.
Yes.
But it was in our friends, you know, very normal Upper West Side apartment on like 97th and Columbus or something.
Yes.
We had our normal snacks, but maybe someone got roses. But other than that, no decorations. My kind of claim to fame of that moment was that the big thing at the beginning of Brad's season, because in his first season, he didn't pick anyone. He pulled the Jen Sheft. He did
Enraged.
Not pick either of them.
Enraging.
So one of the finalists on his season, I believe Chantal, when she, her limo exit was, I have something for you from every woman in America. And she slapped him across the face.
That's so good.
Which was so good, speaking of bad bitch energy, as
Brilliant.
Her way of saying, you didn't pick anyone, how dare you?
Agree.
And so they had Melissa bring with her like a cardboard cutout, just a Brad Womack's head on a stick.
Yes.
And I happened to be the one sitting right on one, like I was right next to Melissa. And they were like, who wants to recreate the slap? And turned to me. And I recreated the slap. I did not measure my strength and speed of the slap properly. And the head broke off of the stick and slapped Melissa in the face. My hand didn't hit her, but the Brad Womack's head hit Melissa in the face. And they then slow-mo'd me on national television.
Can you send that to me?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, I would love that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to discuss Women Tell All.
Great.
Bachelor villain!
In it for the money!
In it for the gram followers!
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. All right, here we are. We're back. Now, Women Tell All is always, now it's now become an audition to get onto Paradise.
Yes.
There was some conspicuous people missing, I noticed. The gal that was America's Rose, she wasn't there. Brianna, was that her name?
Yeah, Brianna.
She wasn't there. So we have Brooklyn is saying to Christina, you know, everybody was saying about how Christina, she was manipulative, you know, and people were kept to sort of trying to insert about how Christina always made it all about her. And then there was people that got caught night one, really trying to audition for Paradise, being like, well, maybe she was just being herself. And they're like, you weren't there. And I have to say, I thought Christina Mandrell was really fun television. I wish we got like 3 more weeks of her. How did you? And there she was last night, dressed to the nines like a grand old Opry star in her pink sequins and her little feathers. Booties. The feathers, here for it. I you know she's going to kill it on Paradise. Look, she played it well. She seemed to own her, like, I have some introspection to her. You know, I felt like she played totally. The part of the fun villain well. And who knew the Mandrills had such a, she's the only person who's ever gotten a last name.
That is very true. And not just a last initial. I mean, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
And I might get some hate for it.
Please.
I did not think that anything she did was that bad.
I
was like, why is everyone coming after this woman? How easily, and we can talk about Charity later on, like how easily they wanted to make a victim of Charity in terms of her saying, I'm confused about not getting the group date rose.
Yes.
It just felt like, at some point, someone had decided, we don't like you. You have famous lineage.
Yes. And he's horny for her. He was horny
totally.
For her.
Totally. And she got that first one-on-one.
And she was sexy. She would, like, bite her lip. And, like, she was, like, the sexiest. She and Kat were the sexiest. With the Kat part two. Kat part two. I wanted more of Kat part one last night.
Her fashion is
fascinating.
Out of control.
Fascinating. Obsessed with
her. Out of control.
Cannot wait to see what she brings to Paradise, what she gets from Revolve to bring to Paradise.
How there are some things on Revolve that you're like, oh my God, I want that. And then there are some things on Revolve that you're like, why would anyone ever buy that ever?
Revolve ranges from $40 to $700. And you're like, it's run the gamut. I've ordered things from Revolve. I've got a bunch of shit from Revolve.
Same.
But I cannot wait to see how. I hope there's some Shein.
Oh my God, yes. Amazon two-piece sets.
I can't wait to see what Kat brings.
It'll be fantastic.
And she knows, much like, what's his name? With his faces from last...
Justin.
She understands now her part.
She understands the assignment.
She gets it. And I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I felt that Christina Mandrell, full name her, was kind of unfairly villainized.
Agreed.
When she first got let go, I was like, I don't really understand what's happening. And I think with any other Bachelor, by the way...
They would have kept her.
Other than Zach, I think that she would have made it incredibly far.
Yes, because it'd be horny.
And been a Bachelorette contender.
He was early on, they had an ad that was like, are you a single dad looking for love? I was like, oh, they're thinking about having her, but America hated her. Okay, so then somebody said, yes, I did go home night one, but Zach got to know your personality and sent you home, which was to Kat, which was great. So then Kat, part two, was saying, Christina sucked up the energy, and Christina Mandrell said, thank you for letting me know.
I will say she played it so well. She did not kind of jump back at anyone.
No, she was
she
smart.
She did not fight back. She literally just sat there. I think she knows that she's already made the impact that she needs to in order to make it to paradise.
Yes.
And so she took the approach of, I'm just going to sit here
I'm going to
take it and I'm going to apologize and move
on. She might be able to have a Nick Vial, like.
Totally.
She might be able to have a redemption tour. Which I think she, which is why he turned it around in paradise.
And also, Nick is an example of someone that I loved on screen before he ever had his audience turnaround moment.
Yes.
I loved him on Andy season. I loved him on Caitlin season.
Yeah.
And when the general public finally paid attention, I was like, thank you.
I've been telling you,
Nick is amazing for years.
Okay, here we are. So now we're talking about Anastasia, that she was there for the wrong reasons. Now, did you notice? I thought smart PR move, as if she was going to court. They decided, what, if you're there to be an influencer, she had no makeup on, and she had very conservative, almost like churchy jewelry hairstyle. There was no contouring happening. There was no highlighter or bronzing. It was the equivalent of like, Your Honor, how could I possibly want to be an influencer? I'm not even contoured. Did you notice that?
You know, her style and the way that she has styled herself in terms of hair, makeup, all that stood out to me from the beginning of the season, actually.
Yes.
I think night one, she was wearing a suit of some sort.
Okay.
Like, she had a blazer. So, and she's always kind of done this dewy, clean girl vibes.
Like Glossier, like a Glossier.
Totally. Everything is very dewy. It all looks like the no makeup makeup look.
Yes.
So it felt pretty consistent with the style that I've seen from her thus far. And by the way, I really appreciate because it stands out from everybody else. I do think that she, like Christina Mandrell, knew what she was going to be attacked for and made a conscious decision to kind of sit back into a position of defense without getting on the attack herself again.
I agree with you. I do believe that she's guilty of what she's getting accused of. Somebody was like, we have mutual friends. You kept saying this is a business opportunity. You had a boyfriend. Someone you were fucking, they phrased it.
Which by the way, not necessarily a boyfriend.
Yeah, but. Exactly. Why? How is that your boyfriend? And then she was like, all of us had somebody, and you know, and then they're like, who was watching your dog? You had a business opportunity, and I think she was. Look, they're all very attractive, like 23 or 24 year olds in a land of apps.
Correct.
Why would there not be somebody that somewhere, if you live in Los Angeles or whatever, it's going to be happening?
It's become this weird new thing. I'm trying to remember who had the same accusation against them in recent seasons. I'm totally blanking if you happen to remember.
There's so many people.
But now it's like, oh, you had a fuck buddy back home.
And you're like,
and
yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're single and dating around, there is quite likely going to be someone that you enjoy having casual sex with.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that you are any less worthy of pursuing a relationship. That said, I completely agree with you. At this point, who isn't going on this show for some sort of opportunity? That doesn't mean that they can't also
Be open to finding love.
But they have a much better chance of getting something, quote unquote, professionally out of it than ending up at the end with the lead.
It's a 1 in 30 chance.
Correct.
So, you know, like, why not? It'd be a fun experience. Who
totally.
Cares? Okay. Then she made the error. She called Kylie aggressive. And she's like, you're calling me aggressive for looking for love. And that was a harsh microaggression. As a Black woman, we deal this on a daily basis. And you're calling me aggressive. And then she's like, well, you kind of apologized sort of before. It wasn't really till the cameras were rolling. And she's like, I have all the love in the world. Stass was playing the victim card. She only cared about what people thought. You know, I think Stas is a little bit of a troublemaker. I'm just going to say, I wouldn't want to go on a road trip with her.
No. I mean, it became so clear in that interaction with Kylie on yeah. that date in the
on
Bahamas.
The beach. Yeah.
That is a girl who will manipulate what you have
it was
said.
So. And I felt for Kylie because I'm not great at confrontation. Mm-hmm. So when she mustered up the courage to go try to get a second, and then Stas is like not backing down, which that's her right, but still like, and then I could see Kylie being like, well, now I look like an idiot if mm-hmm. I walk away. Like, please don't do this to me. And she's, and then she's like, I don't want to fight about this. Like, and then to be such a ding dong, to go around and tell everybody that she said she was going to fight, like, it was so bananas.
It was such a poorly thought out plan.
Yeah.
On her part, whatever thought that she was going to gain.
Yes.
From that, it was just so, it was clueless.
Yes.
And even leaving aside the point about microaggressions that they addressed full on, if she had done that to anyone, it would be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And she, it was early enough in the season that she didn't realize she was picking the wrong bachelor.
Totally.
So some other bachelor might have actually liked this and been like, oh, poor Taos.
Probably Peter Weber.
Yes. Some of them, they like the, like, real hectic, chaotic, like, even, what's his, like keeping Shanae, you know what I mean? Like that. Some of them really like, and then Shanae could have gone and cried. I'm like, they're being mean to me. Like, why are you being mean to Shanae? Like, she picked the wrong one. This
totally.
Guy wants nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Zero. Like, there's, it's actually like a rash, like, or like an allergic reaction. Like, you've never seen somebody not be able to deal with it this much.
Yeah, he immediately eliminates anyone who shows any signs of it.
Okay, so then, Kat, we had Brooklyn was saying, like, they were talking about the cat in the Brooklyn. And it's, you know, if it's harsh delivery, sure. But if the shoe fits, you need to tie that up.
Lace that bitch up.
Okay, let's talk about Brooklyn and Kat. Whose side were you on? How did you feel about Kat? How did you feel about Brooklyn? I like that Brooklyn didn't back down last night.
I'm torn. I felt that Brooklyn went in too hard.
Yeah. Last night or in general?
Both, I'll okay. be honest. I also think that maybe I would have felt totally differently about it had she toned down the, this is my catchphrase, if the shoe fits, right. lace that bitch up.
Yeah.
That when it felt like she started to kind of play a part of,
yeah.
I'm going to be that girl who I'm just going to say what's on my mind and I'm super outspoken.
Yeah.
So if she had chosen to stand strong in terms of her perspective on the situation and her feelings about Kat's choices, but without the performance quality of it all, I think I would have had a little bit more respect for her side of it.
You see that she was being coached by whoever her, like, boxing coach of The Bachelor was, like, whoever her producer was.
Totally.
You could see her probably auditioning there to try to be the Bachelorette, but then
yeah.
at least to secure a strong first sand in Paradise. But, like, that was because they still didn't know who the Bachelorette was.
No.
So she was maybe going for, like, feminist who doesn't take, who doesn't deal with bullies, which is sort of how Katie got chosen. She was, like, looking at the fact that Katie was the Bachelorette, it still doesn't register in my brain.
Mind-boggling to me.
It's like, Katie was the Bachelorette.
Totally mind-boggling.
I forget about her.
Mm-hmm.
That was last year, wasn't it?
It was really not that long ago, but we've had so many seasons in just quick. Because remember,
they did
two Bachelorettes.
Because they did Michelle.
They did Katie, and then they did Michelle.
Because it should have just been Michelle. But they gave it to Katie, and then America was like, what? And they're like, okay, you can have Michelle.
They just gave it to Katie because she, you know, brought her vibrator.
That's right.
That's the only reason why they gave it to her.
That's right. And they, like, made her be like, what's the buzz about the Bachelorette?
There was a lot of confusion also amongst the audience as to the difference between a dildo and a vibrator. And
right.
that was really entertaining for me
right.
throughout that entire process.
I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
About the vibrator.
Yeah, it was all about the vibrator.
That's right. And then when you watched the ad campaigns, the money, Michelle had the most gorgeous mansion.
Oh,
she had
my
a
God.
Crystal basketball hoop.
She was walking down a grand staircase
and
there
covered
were just
in flowers.
Flowers everywhere, and she's in this gorgeous gown, and Katie is wearing like a bad faux leather purple skirt,
holding onto a vibrator
top,
and like on a white scrim, holding onto a vibrator,
like sitting on a swing. It was the strangest thing I had ever seen in my entire life. I mean, they did the same thing, by the way, to the Claire Tasia, because Claire's also my issue with Claire's key art was that they were leaning into The Graduate. Which,
right,
to me felt like a commentary on her age.
She was 38.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is like the same age as Nick Viall or whatever.
Correct.
And, like, but they're like, look at this old. Here's Miss Havisham looking for love.
Oh, my God.
You know, like dust balls, like sea turtle eggs. And instead, yeah, that's right. And then Tayshia was like, ba-da-da-da.
Yeah, she had like this vivacious look to her and like a cool gown and like this newspaper print situation.
Yeah.
It just made her a bombshell, which she is.
I mean.
But those, it's like they do them dirty sometimes.
Dude, it was, I forgot about the Michelle Katie art difference, the staircase and the, okay, so overall, now how did you feel about cat number two? I found, in the same way that I didn't think Christina Mandrell was that bad, I found Cat to be very annoying.
I grew to find her very annoying.
Yeah. She became very annoying.
She became very annoying.
She wasn't in the beginning.
She wasn't.
She was okay. They had a nice date in the Bahamas.
I really liked her on that date.
I thought, me too. And then she became, somebody had to become the villain, and she just filled the vacuum.
She filled the vacuum very well. She had one of my most relatable moments of the entire season, which was when Jesse walked in to tell them that Zach had tested positive for COVID. There's a shot of her, like, closing her eyes and mouthing to herself, I fucking knew it. And I'm like, you are a relatable queen in that moment. Because I'm like, how are they not all thinking about the fact that obviously Zach has COVID? So I really loved her in that moment. But then it was actually after that that she started to take this turn. And it wasn't even the fact that she pulled the move of wanting to get the time with him before Charity's date. It wasn't that that bothered me. The moment where I turned on her was she was sitting, it was that same episode. Brooklyn had been coming after her all episode.
Yes.
Yeah, Kat was playing a little bit of the victim more than she should have.
Yes.
Because she clearly wasn't thinking about the very obvious consequences of her actions.
Yes.
But then she's sitting in that room, like a side room, and bitching and moaning to her producer. And then Zach walks in and she turned on a dime. That's, she's like, and then she's like, hi.
It was psychotic.
And that turn, I was like, oh.
You're bad.
You're an insane person.
No, when she was freak enraged going, I don't want to see Zach right now. What do I do about, hi, Zach. And it was so smooth and seamless. And she was so enraged. And then she was so poised. It was terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying.
Rather than being like, hey, I'm kind of struggling. Although you can't show any humanity with him. But it was terrifying.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. You know what? We're just going to cut right to it before we get going. Okay, should we talk? No, we'll save it for the end. We'll save it for the end, what we were just about to talk about.
Yeah,
we'll save it. That'll be our
good
finale.
End material.
That's great finale. Okay, so then now we're back, and Jess gets pulled forward. Jess is the most delicate flower they've ever had. And by the way, watching her exit with him again, she was really poised.
Totally.
And she was like, I just want a one-on-one. He's like, what is this about, a one-on-one? She's like, no, you don't understand. It's just time with you. Like, this is news to me. It's like, he was so awful. That's when I really started to actively dislike him.
Yeah.
And his gaslighting was so bananas. And she was so articulate. And she was like, you know what? I was so strong and I'm proud of myself. I truly did fall in love with myself. I think that there was a lot of people auditioning to be the Bachelorette last night.
Oh, I mean, that's the thing with the tell-alls. And I also think it shifted. And also there's a very big difference between the way that Chris used to handle the tell-alls and Jesse handles the
yes.
tell-alls. I will say that whether it's driven by the producers or whether it's their hosting style, Chris used to try to navigate more of the conversation without anyone being in the hot seat.
Yes.
But in terms of the conversation amongst all the women sitting up there on
yes.
stage, he controlled the narrative of
yes.
those conversations a
yes.
lot more. Jesse literally sits back
yeah.
with this look of... It's like that scene in Mean Girls where Lindsay Lohan is just watching the animals
yes.
in the high school
yes.
hallway kind
yes.
of tear each other apart.
Yes.
He just sits back and watches as they go at one another in a way that feels like everyone is auditioning much more than they used to, either for Paradise or for Bachelorette. And it now feels so – you used to get a lot more, I think, interesting information out of the tell-alls
yeah.
that you don't get in the same way now because they feel so pointed.
He truly – we were saying this yesterday. He always feels like he has vodka diarrhea. Like he's so – like he's sweating out booze. He feels like he's a minute from blasting his pants off. He looks so like, wait, where am I? Just – doesn't he always look like he has vodka diarrhea?
For me, it would probably be tequila diarrhea,
yeah.
but yes.
Tequila-ria. Like he looks like he's sweating it out.
Yeah.
Like, you know he's got bubble gut and he's about to just blast his pants off.
I mean, I would rather that than some alternative
yeah.
Host vibes. But.
He's so boring.
Do you miss Chris? Is that a controversial question?
No, you can ask me that. I mean, if I could have, like, I can't, like, no, like, let's pretend prior to, like, Chris being the worst.
The worst, uh-huh.
I think he was a better host, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they should have picked Wells.
They totally should have picked Wells.
I mean, to me, do I miss Chris? Not really. I think they picked the wrong new host. I don't wish Chris was still there.
Totally. Do you know Darren Karp?
Mm-mm.
She's worked with Andy Cohen for many years.
Okay.
So it's possible that you've, like, met her in passing
yes.
when you've done Watch What Happens, stuff
sure.
like that. And she's now a host in her own right. She just did Oscars coverage for
Great.
E.
Love that.
She's phenomenal. She is, like, my favorite power lesbian. I'm obsessed
Hot.
With her.
Love this.
And I've had this theory for years that actually what the show needs to
yeah.
solve their problem in terms of never... seeming like they will absolutely never stray from the heteronormative casting.
Yes, yes.
I was like, oh my God, cast a phenomenal, funny as hell gay woman
yes,
as your host.
That's smart.
And you'll check off so many boxes and solve so many problems.
I love
so
that.
So I've been saying for years, Darren Karp for host.
I
of
love
the Bachelor.
That. I think that's a great idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Because then it's like not threatening.
Yeah.
On either side.
Yeah, I love that.
You avoid the kind of like the weird daddy vibes that the male hosts
I
have
cannot.
With these 23-year-old women.
I think about that. I'm like, do they go back to their weird little pods and just like jerk off thinking about, I mean, they must, right?
It's so just the dynamics are really strange.
It's weird because they're not that much older. Like they, in theory, he could be dating these, it's weird.
I'm sure Jesse's wife is very young. I've never looked into the
yeah.
to the numbers, but
yeah,
they wouldn't be able to say, "Hey, brother."
Hey, brother. Hi, brother. Brother, you see,
hey, brother.
Brother, we've discussed this on the podcast.
I know.
It feels very. I don't even know. It's like Mennonite? What are we talking about, brother? Like, what is brother?
It Mennonite. Does feel like, it feels culty.
Yeah. Hi, brother.
Hey, brother.
Hi, brother. It feels like you should be wearing, like, those, like, drop crotch pants, like, diaper pants, like, like Birkenstock, like not the hipster Birkenstock, a bad Birkenstock, a drop crotch pant.
A linen shirt.
A lot of drapey linen, B.O., for sure B.O., a lot of necklaces like Bronwyn's, you don't watch Housewives of Orange County, Bronwyn's ex-husband, or he was like a billionaire who wore giant.
Did he also collect crystals, that
he
sort
was
of thing?
Like, yeah, he was like a white guy who wore like giant kind of problematic tribal necklaces in like Orange County, like probably like
some
a Republican,
some
major
sorts.
Appropriation, giant. You're like, where did you get, what are you wearing to like a board meeting in Orange County? Like, you know, at like the Nixon Library,
yeah.
You know, like what is happening?
And he would call everyone brother.
Brother. Okay. So here we go. So Jess is like, then she's like, I'm not crazy for wanting what I want. And then she was like, did I wear too much glitter?
I love that she was, you know, kind of self-deprecating
yes.
and in on the joke about
yes.
the glitter. Because I will say, she was first out of the limo.
First. And
night
she sparkled
one,
like a disco
and
ball.
The first thing that I said was, wow, the body glitter.
The body glitter was a lot. And at first I was like, oh, is she playing the part of the baby bird? Like, with the broken wing, who's scared, and he... Because at first, he had, like, protector vibes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, brother's going to come in and swoop in. And then... No, it's like, no, that's actually her. That's
yeah,
sincere.
I do think that's very
that's, like,
sincere.
The real deal. Which I like... I gotta say, I feel like they're actually nice gals on this.
It's one of the greatest collection of women we've seen in a really long time.
In the same way that Caitlyn had great guys...
Mm-hmm.
I will say Zach has great women.
Really great women.
Gorgeous. Now, it took me a long time to differentiate them.
Oh, yeah.
But the standard model number that they got was a good batch of gals.
Totally.
Okay. So then here we are. Greer, she had her tears, the controversy, you know, and then they finally addressed a blackface controversy.
I was going to ask what you thought about that.
I mean, there's been so... I was also explaining afterwards that I had... At my hometown podcast.
Right, your hometown.
We went for dinner afterwards, and I had to explain to my guy that every year... It's usually at the end. Usually the winner picks somebody who's had in the past had a blackface controversy. This year, the person who got the first impression rose, we started right out of the gate with blackface controversy... Finally. And somehow they, like, lured in a doctor who was willing to do this.
Yeah, that's a big question mark, by the way.
Who was willing to do this and who actually seemed very cool and put together.
Totally.
And, look, you know what? I felt like Greer... They brought in Dr. Kira Banks, and so Greer was like, I learned about the history of blackface and that it's dehumanizing to the black community. And Dr. Banks was saying, when we see something, name it. I mean, this is so, I'm glad they have done something.
Yes.
Because there's been, they've gotten it wrong.
So many times.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. They've never gotten it right. So the fact that they, like, actually did something, I was happy that they did something.
Totally agree.
And please email us if you, like...
I was shocked, honestly. I was so surprised.
I couldn't believe it.
Because I have grown to the point where I have absolutely no faith in the show in terms of how they're going to handle anything like this.
Yeah.
So my expectation was that it would not be addressed in any way. So when Jesse addressed it, I was like, whoa.
I mean, the winner last year... He was in blackface.
Yeah, and when they had the opportunity to question him about stuff after the final rose, they talked to him about...
The girlfriend.
The girl he had let on or whatever,
they
like the girl back home.
They didn't ever bring it up.
And all of the audience was like, you know what we actually want you to press him on is his blackface
the photo.
The photo
of him.
In high school.
By the way, high school, which was like...
Not that long ago,
2019. Like,
yeah.
It's not like it was 1995. Not that it would make it okay, but
right.
Like... We're talking high school in, like, the late teen, like, 2018, 2019. Like, these are young contestants.
Yes.
And the winner had blackface, and they didn't, they they were like, we're going to talk to you about a controversy. You might have been seeing somebody else that you broke up. Like they just have never. So, and I felt like the Dr. Kira Banks seemed like very cool. Like they actually seemed to bring in somebody that seemed legit.
Yeah.
And so I was also shocked. Shocked.
And I thought that Greer modeled what an apology of this sort should look like.
Yes.
She totally owned it. She said the thing.
Yes.
You know, the big issue that people had with Eric's response on his social media last season was that he never explicitly said, what I did was racist.
Yes.
And so Greer...
Yeah.
Took responsibility for it in that sense.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty well done.
I agree with you.
Also, am I allowed to call it another podcast?
Yeah, of course.
So I was listening this morning because they got it out real quickly to my friends, Dear Shandy, Charlene and Andy, podcast.
We've been talking to their booker to have them on here.
Love them. They're two of my very close friends. Yeah. So I am biased. But Andy made the point, and I think it was a really good point, that his suspicion, because everyone's like, what the fuck happened with Greer? She got the first impression rose, and then Zach turned, and we have no idea why. Because he clearly had turned on her before the Q4
Insane.
Zoom.
Insane.
He turned on her before that because it's just so obvious that he did. Otherwise, he would have wanted to give her more time,
give her
a date. Andy's theory, which I completely agree with, is that and it tracks timing-wise that she was able to get the first impression rose, but then shortly after that, after they started filming, is when the news about her blackface photo came out on the internet.
Yes.
And that once production got wind of that, they basically warned Zach.
Right.
Like, his theory is that they warned Zach, like, hey, you know what? Stay away. Like, don't do it.
I think that's smart.
Explicitly told him what the situation was.
I'm sure
but that they guided him away from her.
That makes sense because to me, I feel like the whole no sex is like, I think he is very aware of his public perception. So he's kept around no Shanae's. He's kept around no like troublemakers. And also, if I don't have sex and fantasy suites, I can't be hated like Clayton.
Right.
I can't be hated like whoever.
Totally.
And so I think he's very aware of how he's going to be perceived. And that completely tracks.
Totally. And honestly, I wish if they just waited like a day longer before they started shooting.
Yeah.
Now the internet are like citizen detectives. And as soon as the cast is announced, so much information comes out there about these people.
Yeah.
And if they wanted to, they could just weed them out and stop putting them on camera.
Yes.
And save themselves so much controversy and so much headache.
I know.
And just, like, if they just waited a second between the announcement of these people.
I know.
Or if they just did a better job, you know, looking at people's social medias. Because if TikTok can find this, like, can't the producers, but...
Every single season.
Yeah. But I think Andy Levine is spot on, and that explains kind of behind the scenes what happened with Greer.
I think you're right. I think that's a really good theory, and I completely agree with him.
Yeah.
So then we have... we find that Kat reconnected with her mom, which she didn't have a relationship with. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, she had said that there was a period of time where she didn't live at home.
Right.
We didn't get a lot of detail.
No.
But you know what? I am soured on her in general, but
happy for her as a person.
Yes, but if the thing that she got out of this experience was reconnecting with her mom, then that's great.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's
and
great.
She'll go to Paradise, and she's a very sexy person, and she'll probably be able to sell FabFitFun boxes.
Lot of guys are going to fight over her in Paradise.
She's real hot.
Yeah.
So then Charity says it's been a long time since she trusted someone with her heart. But ultimately, she thought that Zach was a stand-up guy and that he was genuine and that she felt safe and comforted and that he validated her. So this is all before he's come out. She was dressed like The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah.
And her hair and makeup was done like The Bachelor. She'd been put through the glam squad in a way.
I totally agree.
Now, I do believe she didn't know, but I feel like she got extra styling, time, makeup, money, help. Somehow they really... The outfit was well chosen. The hair and makeup was well chosen. She definitely felt of just in the visual lineup of which one's the next Bachelorette, she was clearly dressed. She'd been like, they all remember when what's her name? Becca.
Mm-hmm.
When they get put through the machine and they're like kind of a little bit extra. A little,
totally.
I feel
suddenly
like
the thing that changes the most about them, their brows are suddenly perfect.
Yes.
It's like they're not doing their brows themselves. Suddenly someone else is doing their brows.
Yes. And there's like a sexy, there's like the nice gals got a little bit more like bombshell.
Yes. It's like anyone pretending that night one, that red rose dress that Brianna was wearing wasn't provided by production.
Yes.
She's like, oh my God, it's a coincidence.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Yes. There's a glow up. I feel like there was a
total glow up.
Okay. So then we get to the bloopers. And I loved it. I loved the Mercedes twerking.
That was great. Also, Katie's face was one of my favorite parts about that scene. She literally was jaw-dropped.
I loved it.
Like, oh, my God. People can do that with their bodies.
And then the isolation, the cheek isolation.
Very
with the
impressive.
I loved it. I thought it was really... This is actually... This batch, they got along sort of how the guys get along.
Because
I feel like sometimes the gals don't have... There's so much infighting.
Totally.
The upshot of him weeding out all the drama was...
Yeah.
This was like a very happy, like a summer camp group of gals.
Yeah. And they leaned into that in a way that they haven't done in a very long time, perhaps because of what you're saying, that maybe the women haven't given them that sort of material.
Yeah.
But kind of the end tag of almost every episode was just footage of the women sitting around being silly, talking about something silly, in a way that was so refreshing. And I was like, that's what I want more of.
It's a great group of gals. I also enjoyed, have you ever farted farted during twerking.
They asked about farting during twerking, but then they also had the whole conversation about, like, would you go number two while your partner is in the shower?
Absolutely not. Would you?
I've done it.
You would?
I've done it.
I wouldn't.
I also have a stomach disease, though.
Okay. What do you have?
I have colitis, ulcerative colitis.
Okay. My fella has Crohn's.
Yeah. It's a sister disease to Crohn's.
Yeah, that's
so
hard.
It's like,
but you got to go. You got
to
go.
You train yourself to be very open and honest about these things.
I love it.
When you have a firm medical diagnosis.
I respect that. Okay. So then they're talking about, so then Jesse goes, everyone knows Zach is a good kisser. Nobody's face looked like he was when he said that. I feel like they all had to say he looked like a really bad kisser.
But also, like, did they really talk about that?
No.
Like, think about...
No.
Like, Ari was someone that everyone said, he is such he a looked, good
Because Ari was horny.
Because
Ari felt actually horny. Zach looked like he didn't know what to say to women, so he was just like, well, I'll fill the space with kissing.
Yeah, or like someone like Peter Weber, who always managed to get the woman horizontal on a pool table, or like
he was
a very passionate guy.
Peter and Ari were the two that you're like... Okay.
Totally. And so there was absolutely nothing about Zach that said that he was driven by a sexual desire. Like, I didn't get any sexy vibes from him whatsoever.
Not at all. And then this Allie, I was like, oh my God, are we gonna see two women kiss? I got excited.
I got so excited.
I was like, this is exciting. And then I was like, Is Allie, curious? Is something, like, what's how she, so she said she hasn't, we have some people who don't watch the show, who just listen to the podcast. So there's an outtake of her talking to Tasia, saying that she'd not kissed anybody in a long time, show me the ropes, and it looked like...
They were about to kiss.
I was like, this is fantastic.
I'm so excited.
I wanted them to kiss.
Me too.
So badly. I was like, that's so hot. Put it in.
Yeah.
And then it was like, kiss an orange, like...
Was that like a call me by your name moment? Like, what was that?
I don't know.
I guess it was a citrus and not a peach, but...
It just felt like a third grade learn how to... But it's also like, are you seriously don't know how to kiss?
Yeah, it was... It felt so...
As an adult, you don't know...
A strange producer setup. Like,
as an adult...
They had a picnic situation.
I mean, just have the two women kiss.
Yeah, just have them kiss.
That would have been so great.
So great. So straightforward.
And then my favorite thing I've ever seen on The Bachelor, and I need to do it in real life, face slapping with a tortilla with a water mouth filled with water. It 1, 2, 3 shoot, and then you both have mouths filled with water. And then whoever loses slaps the other in the face with the tortilla. What a fun game. I don't know if it is pre-existing, if somebody came up with it.
I get the sense that it's an internet trend. If by internet, I mean social media.
Like
by social media, I mean TikTok. I'm old.
I was so into it. I'm like, that looks so fun.
So fun.
I need to do that. I feel like I might need to do that on stage at the Bell House show.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'm going to do that on stage at the Bell House
show. That's a phenomenal idea.
That's going to happen on stage at the Bell House show. Okay, great.
Which night is that one? Because you're doing one Union Hall and one Bell House.
Saturday night. It's a month from today. April 15th, tax day.
That's, you know, get your taxes done.
And get your taxes. Get your refund. And come
go to
the Bell House. We got to sell. Because, guys, look, the season's almost over. And if you're going to miss, like, this is it. We're not, this is our East Coast show. Come play with us at the Bell House. It's Saturday, April 15th.
April 15th is such an important day in history.
It is. Tax day.
Titanic. Abraham Lincoln died. You're turning around April 15th.
I'm turning April 15th around. It's at 7 p.m. So you can go out in New York. You can come in. It's $20. And you can go out. It's going to be so fun. Michelle Collins is flying in from Europe to do it.
That's a power move. Way to go, Michelle.
She's fucking hilarious. Union Hall is sold out. So, like, let's sell at the Bell House.
Yes.
We have Brian Safi. We have Margaret and Joe from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Great.
Jaquise will be there. We have Mike Carrazza coming down from Canada, and we're going to learn some contestants.
Ugh.
I mean, what we're going to do, I will face slap an audience member. I will let my face get slapped with a tortilla.
Oh,
if
you don't go just for that, then who even are you?
I will rock, paper, scissors a contestant, and I will get a big floppy tortilla. You gotta have a real flopper.
Thick.
Flour.
Yeah.
None of that.
Can't be gluten-free.
No, college flopper.
Mm-hmm.
You can smash me across the face with a tortilla. I will play with you until I lose and you get to do it.
Amazing.
I can't wait. Come on. Let's sell this fucker out. Okay. Let's take a quick break and we're going to come right back and we're going to talk about, something. Time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
And we're back.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
We're back and Zach has come out and he's terrified. And Kat is first in the hot seat. And she's saying watching it back has been difficult. When was the shift? I mean, at a certain point, the shift was when you had any conflict and you started acting weird and the other women didn't like you. And like, he didn't want drama and he didn't want to pick the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because he cares about what people think.
He cares so much about what people think.
And I do think he really sincerely can't handle anything uncomfortable.
That is a very real thing, by the way.
Yes.
There are some people who are just so conflict averse and it gives them anxiety and they don't know what to do with it. They can't handle it. it's the kind of person that I'm like, you should talk about this in therapy.
Yeah.
Like, what was your childhood like?
Yes.
What? How was conflict handled in the home?
Right.
Those are all my questions.
What's the problem?
Correct.
Okay. So then Charity struggled with the fact that, again, it's the same thing. How did you, when did you not, like, both of them are like, what happened? But, like, you just didn't get picked.
That's the thing. That's everyone's favorite question when they get eliminated from this show. But what are they?
What are they supposed to say?
What are they really looking for? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's like, I liked you. Why didn't you like me? It's like, well, I was dating five of your friends and I had to pick one.
Correct. And you not, just weren't, I just like the other one better.
Yeah, it's not you. And did you really want them to be like, you have shorter legs and they're hotter? I don't know.
It's also a chemical thing.
It's a chemical thing.
It's either like you're drawn more to one person or another.
Yeah. For sure. So then we watched him saying him regretting sex week and him regretting saying hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
He said every time I walked in, he was like, I didn't realize how many times I said hello, hello.
Oh, I missed that. I missed it.
And then we find out he's really sweaty.
Yeah. I mean, relatable.
I like that. It actually made him more human.
Totally made him. Also, the mold.
Oh, my God. That. He goes, I know it sounds, mold wine. I know it sounds gross, but it's actually delicious. And they're like, no, it's like mold, like apple cider. And he's like, huh? And he's like, it's mold. And he's like, it's not mold. And he's like, no, it's mold. And he's like, huh? Like, it was, he's an idiot.
He's an idiot, but it honestly made me like him more.
I know, it was
because
sweet.
The way that he didn't try to pretend that he knew that.
No, he didn't know.
But he was genuinely like,
he didn't know.
What?
You know what? I'm sure I've been an idiot about things like that.
So many times.
Okay, so then we have the farmer blow with the bug, the hiccups, the tarantula. I didn't like the tarantula. I don't like tarantulas. Where was that?
What I'm not sure about is whether that's – I'm like, they could have inserted whatever they wanted there. People, you know what I mean?
Oh, she could be like, that's a tarantula, and then they cut it.
And it's just a tiny spider or something.
Yeah.
So, without seeing, like, a wide shot of Katie sitting there and the tarantula crawling at her feet,
right.
I'm ever so slightly skeptical.
Right.
But.
Assuming it was there.
I feel like there could be, I don't know where they were when that, I couldn't tell from that.
It felt like they were just
ITM.
In Calabasas.
Well, I was about to say, there are probably tarantulas crawling up, like, the hills of.
I cannot.
Of Malibu area.
I absolutely cannot. I'm not on board with, I'm not a tarantula gal.
I'm not a bug or reptile.
No, I'm not a snake. I don't like when the people on the street have the giant snake, the white and yellow snakes. And they're
I'm
like,
planning a bachelor party right now. Yes, bachelor, not bachelorette party. For one of my friends, and his friends want to pay to have someone bring a giant snake to the Airbnb because my friend who is the groom is a reptile fan. And I'm like, for the record, guys, if you do this, I will be locking myself in the bathroom for the entire day, but you have fun.
Who is your friend that is the groom?
My friend, Kevin.
I got excited that it might be Derek.
No.
You're friends with one of the Bachelor contestants.
Yeah, I'm actually weirdly friends with several Bachelor contestants.
Who are you friends with?
Well, the two, like, well, no, I don't want to single people out and then not include other people. I mean, Charlene is my favorite. Charlene of Juan Pablo season.
Who, when during the pandemic, because I'd never seen a lot of seasons, we watched it, and Jerry Traynor from iCarly and my friend Lori are both so in love with Charlene.
Yeah, I was in love with Charlene before we ever met.
Yeah.
And then I, like, cold emailed her, and we got coffee.
Yes.
Which, or I guess we were supposed to get coffee. We ended up getting a drink, and then we, like, proposed friendship to one another.
That's good.
And I've loved her ever since. Derek Paith, who is just a sweet soul gem of a human.
And he was on?
He was, oh my God, he was on JoJo season.
He was on JoJo season, and then he was on Paradise.
Multiple Paradise seasons.
He was with Demi.
Yeah, he had that Demi story. Basically, Derek was used for Demi's kind of like coming out storyline on Paradise. But I love Derek. And also all these people I met. Charlene was kind of my OG.
Yeah.
And then kind of like old school New York contingency of Bachelor. Like at the time, Michael Garofola from Desiree's season lived in New York. Kayla Quinn, I also met through Charlene. And then, you know, I've gotten to know some of the more recent folks, Greg Grippo, Andrew Spencer.
Wait, they're both phenomenal humans. Why? Greg Grippo's phenomenal?
I love him.
Is he adorable?
Totally adorable.
Does he sing musicals from college?
Not in my presence, at least. But I love those guys. They're great. I've gotten to know Romeo very well.
Wow.
Love Romeo.
Is he as smart as everybody says?
Oh, he's super smart.
He is a wild contestant.
Totally wild.
He was... When you found out that he went to Harvard, and Dr. Kira went to Harvard.
Oh, really?
Didn't she? I think these are two Harvard grads.
Did she also go to Harvard?
No, she might have gone to Penn.
No, it's quite possible.
She's also an Ivy League grad. These are two bananas Ivy League grads falling in love on the sand. Okay, so before we do Tweet of the Week.
I'm still laughing about your Tweet of the Week from last week, by the way.
Which one?
The blackface.
Oh, my God.
The mascara.
Oh, my God.
Blackface.
If only that was her most problematic.
Died.
Killed me.
Died.
Killed me.
Unbelievable.
I felt like yesterday's Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top, the one that won the necklace. This is the necklace. This is the necklace.
I've been looking up their Instagram.
Okay. So you have one more week. So they also have jewelry that is literally starts at like $89. This is another one.
And I do. You said they're Rhode Island based,
they're
right?
They're Rhode Island based.
And obviously because I went to Brown, yes. I have a lot of love for Rhode Island.
Look, isn't that pretty?
It's gorgeous.
All like dime. It's
absolutely
all
gorgeous.
These are both. You could try them on.
Love. So, ooh, I'm always looking for some good stacking rings.
Yeah,
I love these.
Stacking rings.
As you can see, my fingers are very full.
Look at them.
I love these.
So it's R.
Love them.
As in red, S as in Sally, RS Pure. Because I think it's a division of Ross Simon. So it's RS Pure. You have one more week to get the jewelry. It's and there's a code that's Rose20 to get 20% off. And it's well priced. I feel like real gold and real jewelry, like real like diamonds and like stones are so expensive right now. And it's nice to have a few real things.
It really is.
And so if you have like a Mother's Day, if there's a birthday, I might pre-buy some like
bank some stuff
from like holiday presents for
totally.
People. So there's one more week. Rose 20. It was so nice of them. Thank you to RS Pure for giving away the necklace yesterday. And look at the toggle. Yes, really, their stuff is nice. Okay, so the new Bachelorette is Charity. How do you feel?
Listen, absolutely. Oh, I love this toggle.
It's a nice necklace.
Absolutely nothing against Charity.
Yes.
She is beautiful. She seems kind. I really liked her family.
I loved her family.
Really hot brother, really sweet parents.
Yes.
She conducted herself incredibly well over the course of the entire season. I have absolutely nothing negative to say about her. But I'm not excited by the pick. I have been so obsessed with Ariel.
Yes.
And
yes.
The fact that they have finally, and listen, I'm biased. I'm a Jewish girl. But the fact that they have finally allowed someone to speak openly on this show about their Jewish culture and their Jewish identity and not hide that. Like Jason Mesnick was forced to hide that. You didn't know that Andy Dorfman was Jewish. Like we've had Jewish contestants before, if not Jewish leads, where that was completely removed from their narrative. Apparently, my friends Emma and Claire of the Love to See It podcast, they interviewed Jason Mesnick several years ago, and he told them that he had asked about breaking the glass at his wedding to Molly.
Yes.
That ABC was doing.
Yes.
And they told him not to.
Wow.
They told him not to include one of his religious cultural traditions in their televised wedding.
Yes.
For what good reason?
Right, right.
And so Ariel's story of being first gen, immigrant family,
I know.
Ukrainian, especially given what's going on in the world right now.
Yes.
Like the war in Ukraine and just that everything about that I found so different and so refreshing and something that we have not seen before on this show.
Yes.
And also I think that there is a false narrative out there about what necessarily counts as diversity.
Yes.
And I think that that's also probably people might take issue with that statement. But I think that diversity can look like many different things.
Yes.
And I just think it was a really missed opportunity to show something really different than what we've seen before.
I think that's such a good point. And she was so foxy.
Oh,
such a babe. So put together. And And yeah, we've never seen a hometown like that that I can remember.
Ever.
I haven't watched as many seasons, but I don't remember that. And that's something that was so open. Her dad was spectacular.
Oh, so good.
I mean, Bobby was the same as JoJo's brother.
Totally. That we've seen.
Yeah, Bobby.
Overprotective brother. Yes. That's a trope.
But yeah, that and that she was, you know, how proud she was of her community, and like it would have been fun to get to know more about that and to see her navigating being a lead. I agree with you. I think she would have been great.
Totally. And she's so poised and so sophisticated.
And it would have been fun to see her be less poised in moments. One of my favorite moments of the entire season was one of the realest in the moments I've ever seen. It was quiet. It wasn't flashy. She didn't make a big... It wasn't a trauma bond. She was by herself. It was just a very quiet, almost to herself. And mm-hmm. she said, I'm just so tired of being alone. And it was like, it just broke my heart for her in a way mm-hmm. that's like, I don't know, it just felt very human and not put on for the cameras.
That's the thing. Also, everything about her poise and composure did not feel fake.
Yeah.
To the point that I made earlier about Kat and like that turn that she made.
Yeah.
It just feels like Ariel is someone who has a quiet confidence to her.
That's a great point.
While also carrying the same kind of insecurities that any woman of a certain age, especially if, oh my God, dating in New York City is a nightmare.
Now tell us,
it's a literal nightmare.
What flavor nightmare?
Oh my God, what flavor nightmare? So many flavors. It is the nightmare of men always thinking that they have a better option out there, not wanting to. I don't want to even say settle down, but just like not even wanting to take a pause and
try it for like two seconds
with the person in front of them. Also, terrible communication and a lot of, and I would guess that Ariel has dealt with something that I dealt with a lot, where a lot of men making assumptions about what you must want, what you must be looking for, what your dating goals must be, because they think that they have all the women just figured out.
Right.
And that being projected onto you, and then men making decisions about whether they do or do not want to pursue dating you as a result of that is beyond infuriating.
Yes.
Because it completely takes all the control away from you being able to say, this is what I want, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I'm exploring, because it feels like they're just making those decisions for you in a way that is so frustrating. And so, and I, you know, I'm sure dating everywhere is a version of a nightmare, but
LA was hard.
In New York, it's a lot. It's a lot.
I can see that.
I'm very grateful to not have to be dealing with it right now.
Well, and you met your guy, he didn't even live here.
Well, he lived here at the time. He was already planning to move.
Okay.
So we had like 3 months here, then a year and a half of long distance. Now he's back in New York. But listen, the apps can do positive things. We met on Hinge. So
that's
not sponsored.
That's so great. Well, I have to say, you've been such a great guest.
Oh, thank you.
And I wanted to welcome you to the pod, and I hope you'll come do it again.
Oh, my God. I would love to. I remember, speaking of Derek, it was like early March of 2020, me, you, and Derek went out for drinks.
It was totally like one of the last outings I had.
Correct. Here in the Village.
Wow.
And we had talked about trying to all
do
the pod together. And then the world shut down.
Then the world shut down. That's right. I didn't come back.
Then the world shut down.
Well, I'm so glad that I'm so glad you got to come do it. I feel like our listeners are going to really like hearing you. And
thank you. It was so fun.
And who do you think is going to win? You think Katie's going to win?
I can't imagine Katie not winning at this point. I would love for it to be Gabby, just because I really like her. But again, I also really like Katie. I can't, and I don't want to eliminate Ariel from the conversation, but I just don't think they're a match.
Do you think that Katie will accept the final rose, and do you think that they are together after all the tears that you saw?
Given how heavily they've leaned into Sean Lowe, as this, like, staple of
Bachelor
perfection. I feel like she does, and they are. I think sex week is going to be the biggest hurdle, but I don't think that it's going to unravel. I think we're going to get, like, a quote-unquote traditional Bachelor ending here.
That's what I'm actually excited about. That's the one thing. I literally just got chills. It's so sad. We haven't gotten a... which sandal's getting out of the SUV first moment in years.
Oh, that used to be such a big deal.
Like, whose shoes, what suit, what dress.
What hem of the dress.
What dress, what
color, what, yes.
What, we haven't had that in years. So I can't wait for, and I hope he doesn't go to somebody's hotel room and cut it off at the pass.
Right.
Give me the SUV. Give me the, which crystal sandal's getting out first? Is it the long gown, the short gown? Who's first?
Totally.
And by the way, back in the day, you could be first and win.
It was very rare.
It was rare, but you could be.
I'm sure, like, the Bachelor data account has done this breakdown.
Yeah.
But it was very rare that you got out first and won. But it did happen sometimes.
It doesn't happen anymore.
No. I mean, when's the last time we've even gotten to that point of... I guess Michelle had that.
Didn't she go talk to him... Oh, did she have it?
Well, remember,
Did she go to a hotel room and break it up with him first?
No, I don't think so. Because remember, her final rose ceremony was like in front of the loudest ocean of all time.
That's right.
And so
and he threw Brandon, the ring, that's threw his the name. Ring and the beat.
Brandon's just crying, but you can't really hear
that's
anything
right.
that they're saying.
Is he still with Serene?
I think so.
That's so cute. All right. What would you like to promote, my friend?
Well, mainly because people will also get to see you in it.
Yes!
The final season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
You guys
premieres.
Are going to be on Mrs. Maisel. I don't know Mrs. Maisel.
Are we like spoiling?
Yeah, let's do it.
Something. That premieres on April 14th.
Oh my God, that's so,
so
cool.
The same time as your,
oh my God, that's
your
so
Union
fun.
Hall Bauhaus shows.
Oh my God, that's exciting.
Yeah,
so excited. Well, I'm going to be on it. I'm not till the second half of the season. So if you're watching and you're like, where are you? I'm not in the first half, but I'm in the second half and it's really fun.
Yeah.
And it was a really good experience.
Totally.
And
we got to hang out on set.
We got to hang out on set.
And at the crazy table. Table reads.
And it's the best table reads I've ever
Best table reads of all time.
And by the way, Maisel is adorable. Her skin, she's sweet as can be.
Oh, Rachel Brosnahan is she's Snow White.
She's lovely.
Birds get her dressed ever. I mean, she's the greatest human being of all time.
And we also love Shalhoub. He's a national treasure.
Tony Shalhoub.
It was such a good experience. I had so much fun. Well, where can people find you? Are you private on the...
I am not private. There's really nothing interesting to look at. It's mainly my dog, my Australian Shepherd, and every once in a while, like, work stuff. I'm not private because during my days of working with Sarah Jessica, I got so many random requests at a certain point, I was like, I'm just going to open it up.
Just open it up.
So if the people want to find me, it's, Livia Kramer, just my name, which is spelled very strangely, LIVIYAKRAEMER. Because my parents made my life difficult.
You know what? Mine made Marine, yeah. Myron, please.
True.
Will you help us pick the winner of a sleep crown?
Oh, I would love to.
Okay. So, our first, if you want to participate in winning a sleep crown or tweet of the week, tweet to at Arta Marine, MYRIN, or at Anna Hosnier, HOSSNIEH. Do it by midnight Pacific time, the night that the show airs. So I don't know if it's a two-night finale. We'll find out. Next week is Fantasy Suites. I'm so excited.
Sex week.
Here we go. Still the King Internet at Still the King the One. Mold wine is created in a remote Estonian sauna off the body fluids of nudists. I mean, you know what? That's actually accurate. This is from Megan Rose at Jenga Champion. One lucky lady will have a fabulous meal with Zach. Pancakes with a side of yellow mustard, gourmet frozen pizza, and a generous pour of mold wine. It's not delivery. It's buongiorno. Okay. This is from at Modest Passion. Zach had to send Charity home because the only virtue he's bringing to Fantasy Suites is chastity. Okay. And the
play on words.
Final two, Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Jesse is hyping up this boneless Bone Zone week controversy. Like he knows it has to top Becca's ex randomly popping up in Peru, Colting running away, and Hannah defending her God-given right to be boned in a lighthouse. Or Jeff Hoffman at Jeff_Hoffman. When you're abstaining from sex week, it's helpful to remember that farmer blows don't count. Okay, top two. What are, I would say Estonian wine.
I like that, yep.
And then what would your second one be?
I think the farmer blows one is funny.
Okay, great. Okay,
those would be my top two.
Okay, our final two. And winner of a sleep crown. And if you want to get your own sleep crown, go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR. And the code is NECTAR, which is great.
That is great.
Okay, here we go. So email us, or if you want to get your own, you get a discount with code NECTAR. Jeff Hoffman at Jeff_Hoffman. When you're abstaining from sex week, it's helpful to remember that farmer blows don't count. Or still king the internet, still liking the internet.
Oh.
Mold wine is created in a remote Estonian sauna off the body fluids of nudists. And guess what, Don? You get to vote. Body fluids of nudists or
farmer blows.
Farmer blows.
Oh, I hate making decisions.
I know, it's hard.
Oh, it's a close one. I'd probably give a slight edge to Estonian.
So Estonian wine?
Probably.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Okay, mold wine.
I'm torn.
Okay.
Can I be a tiebreaker?
Okay, Don, are you going to go body fluids of nudists, or are you going to go farmer blows, one or two? Okay, this makes it interesting. Okay, Don is voting farmer blows. I'm going to go with Livia. Still liking the internet, you won. Mold wine is created in a remote Estonian sauna off the body fluids of nudists. It was a close race.
Very close.
I mean, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Before we go, it really helps when you like us and you give us, rate and review us on, you can just go to your podcast app. You go down, rate and review, you tap to rate 5 stars. We're at 2.3 right now. Here's a really fun one. I don't even watch The Bachelor. 5 stars, Neptune lover. Reality recaps are my fave, but add Arden and her pals and it's next level. Don't miss episodes with Jaquise Neal, Jim Jefferies, Lauren Lapkus, or Paget Brewster. Here for all of it. Oh my God, here's another one. 5 stars. New favorite, No Name in Dallas. I listened because I heard you on Vilophiles, and I really enjoyed it. I listened to a lot of Bachelor podcasts, and this one really impressed me. Really funny, not political, and just fun. Thank you, and welcome to the Champion Show.
I love that review.
Isn't that sweet that they actually took the time? That was really nice.
You were great on Nick's pod.
Thank you.
You were.
I pushed back. I disagreed with him.
I know. I love when people disagree with Nick.
And by the way, of course he was in favor of Kat, because that's how he played the game.
Yeah.
And we love him.
Totally.
And, but yeah, I just was like, and all the gals in the room disagreed with
that. That was also very funny that there was a clear gender divider.
Here's another one. 5 stars. Love my champions from Noel MQ. Greetings, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Love this podcast more than the actual Bachelor Bachelorette show. So funny without being mean, and the observations are so smart. Thanks for reminding me during life's tough moments that we all have it in us to be a champion. Well, thank you so much. Please go review us. Until next time, we'll see you. I cannot wait for sex week. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.